Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. This is edition number 14 of season 3 of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I am the pastor of Providence Church, a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America located in Evansville, Indiana. It's great to have you here with me for another brief time in God's Word. Today we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 26. Verses 13 through 16, as we continue looking at this whole issue of work, a good work ethic, and how we might avoid being the sluggard of Proverbs or lazy in our dealings in our lives. But let's pray first, and then we'll look at these verses. Our God in heaven, as we come to your word this morning, we again come knowing that it is sharper than any two-edged sword, that it is able to discern the thoughts and motives and intentions of our own heart. And so we would pray that your Spirit would help us, that we would be diligent in our study, in our meditation upon it, that it would bring forth fruit in our lives. We pray that you might help us and teach us, that you would be with your people, and that you would help your church, that we might labor today while it is still today, because night is coming when no man can work. And so be gracious to us and help us, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. Proverbs chapter 26, reading verses 13 through 16, as we consider some of the characteristics of the sluggard. Proverbs 26, beginning in verse 13, the sluggard says, "There is a lion in the road, there is a lion in the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. It wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly." Now here we have clearly characteristics regarding the sluggard. Again, borrowing from the fine book written by Anthony Salvaggio, the title of the book is A Proverbs-Driven Life. He highlights a number of characteristics from these verses. First, he says that the sluggard lies and makes excuses. He lies and makes excuses. There's a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming the streets. And so what will a sluggard do? Well, the commentator states that this verse indicates colorfully that the sluggard will say all sorts of things, even going to outrageous and ridiculous extremes to try to avoid work. He will lie to others, misrepresenting reality to try to get out of an unpleasant task. He will lie to himself. He will even admit to himself he is avoiding work, but he will try to suppress his conscience and rationalize it away. Now, again, here we have very clearly given to us in these verses as the sluggard sees this lion in the road, this threat against him, and yet he does nothing. He's lazy and refuses to engage this particular issue. The next thing that is noted here in these verses is that the sluggard takes no initiative. Proverbs 26:14, as a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. A second trait of the sluggard, the commentator states, as noted earlier, is that he shows a serious lack of initiative. The image of the sluggard who won't get out of bed but rolls back and forth as if he were on hinges is a vivid one. Now, we've all seen that. We do it every day. We open a door. We close a door. It swings on its hinges. It just keeps doing this. The sluggard is like that in his bed. He rolls over and then he rolls over and then he rolls over and he rolls over and he never stops rolling over. He never gets out of bed. Now, that could be literal or figurative in the sense of he never leaves the house. He never changes his clothes. He never prepares for the day. He never engages in necessary things of life. But also, as the commentator points out here, it also depicts someone who moves in a limited range, never making any progress. Now, that's a very interesting observation, I have to admit. A door on its hinges will only go so far as the door frame or the wall on the other side. That's as far as it will ever go. It swings back and forth with full range, but it goes as far as the wall on one side and the door frame on the other and does nothing else. It makes no progress other than that few feet in which it turns. And so much like the sluggard, he makes no progress. He's unproductive in his activities. He never takes initiative to do anything that is needful. Charles Bridges summarizes the slugger's plight as the following, quote, as the door upon his hinges, where he was one day, one year, there he is found the next. He gets by on a bare minimum of things. Well, the third thing the sluggard is that characterizes the sluggard in these verses is taken from verse 15 of chapter 26. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard does not finish his work. He starts something, but never finishes something. If he even has the wherewithal to take initiative, to begin a task, he never completes the task. Instead, he makes excuses for why he didn't do it. He makes excuses for why it wasn't done or done well. I used to tell my employees when I was a manager in a warehouse, I used to tell them that it's easier to do a job right the first time than to explain to me why you didn't. Now, see, the slugger doesn't care that he might have to explain to somebody why he didn't actually finish the job or do it well the first time. The diligent man seeks to do it right and do it well the first time. The sluggard never finishes. He begins something. He has high goals, perhaps. He has a certain drive to do a particular thing, but yet never gets it done. He makes all the promises in the world, and it never gets accomplished. A sluggard, like this man, buries his hand in the dish, and it wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. I mean, the image is so clear, so obvious, that even that little exercise, that little movement is exhausting to the sluggard. The next and final characteristic, as pointed out by this commentary, is that the sluggard is proud. He's proud. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who answer discreetly. The root of this sin, the root of laziness, is truly pride. It is thinking too much of self. The sluggard just considers himself and only worries about himself. He even thinks he's smarter than everyone else. Now, that individual may not express it that way. Even as the commentator states here, he may not express it that way even to himself. He may have trouble seeing the extent to which this is true. But examine the sluggard's actions, and his true beliefs and motives become clear. At the core of being a sluggard is self-centeredness and self-love rooted in pride. And so, again, we're warned in the wisdom of Solomon to be careful, to not fall into the trap of laziness, to be a sluggard. Imagine the damage done when a person is so rooted in self that they're lazy. Imagine a husband who refuses to work for his family, refuses to labor, to sweat, to get dirty, to get tired. Indeed, it brings that. It brings all of those things. The family suffers. The bills are not paid. The food is not in the refrigerator. Arguments break out between husband and wife. Children are unsettled. Imagine a wife who does not labor faithfully around the house. And the laundry piles up in the corner, and the dishes are never done. The house is always a mess. Imagine the chaos and turmoil that comes from such a lifestyle. Well, it's all rooted in pride. It's what I want to do and how I want to do it, instead of doing what we ought to do as Christians, being mindful of the other person, to love the other person, to seek their well-being and their welfare, putting our own interests last and for the sake of the interests of other people. A lazy person doesn't care about any of that stuff, but a diligent man, a diligent person, is mindful of all of these matters. And so labors well, labors faithfully, labors hard on the job, labors well in the home, labors well in wherever their hands find themselves. And indeed, that's the whole, one of the traits and characteristics of a Christian, indeed, of all people. Not to be lazy in our dealings, but to be faithful and diligent in whatever it is we do. Well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. I hope they are. I hope they give you things to think about. And if you have any comments or questions, you can leave me a note. The information is there before you on the screen. So until Wednesday, may the Lord bless you and keep you today. And may you serve him. And may he help you and show forth his grace to you. God bless.